Welcome to Bonding and Banter.
Oh, banter and bonding. We will get this eventually.
Probably never.
Yeah, you're right.
It's my name and I still mess it up.
Yeah, you came up with the name.
I know. And it's actually the most amazing thing because we laugh together and we should have just named it
Bonding and Banter.
No, I think I just do that just to upset you.
It doesn't upset me anymore. I'm over it.
The very first time, remember, you're like, I'm just checking my mic.
Yeah.
Well, that is what it is.
So how was your week?
Wonderful.
Good.
I'm super excited about episode 4.
Episode 4.
I'm so excited. Every week, I'm just like more excited about it. I don't even know why.
Every week, my list gets longer and longer from viewer input and questions, so I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't have to come up with really anything.
Oh, very nice.
Because I've got, I don't know, handful of questions.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up this week, but like all the questions I came up with were like super deep and serious questions.
Oh, nobody likes that.
So I know. So I'm so glad that I had people messaging me to like offset it.
Not so much.
I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of them are about very
in-depth,
deep topics.
Yeah. Okay.
And it just gets me thinking and I'm like, wow, like what would I do in that instance as a parent? Like how would I handle that?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where a lot of mine came from, so.
Nice.
I'm glad that we have listeners that listen every week. Just leave me hanging.
I was going to say.
Because it could get real bad fast.
That's true.
I need different headphones. This cord is.
You've said that the last 4 weeks, and you said it before that even.
It's just doing too much. I got all these cords over here, and I'm tangled, so give me a second.
That's our tech guy. Gal. What about this echo?
Is it still echoing?
Can you hear it?
Do it again.
Can you hear it?
I can't. Hold on. Hello? I mean, I can hear it through the phones, but I don't think I can get that to shut off.
That's okay. Sorry. Bear with us. We're fine.
We're still working on it.
Yeah.
I do have a present for next week, but it's not supposed to be here till tomorrow.
Okay.
That I think will help with that.
Okay.
If not, oh well. What's done is done. Prime days were yesterday, and I might have bought something.
Get what you get. That's funny. Okay, so how do you want to... Oh, I want to start.
Oh, we're not just going to go with food?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready for this. Oh, I should have got a paper plate or something, or a napkin.
Slap it on the table.
There's a sauce.
A sauce?
A sauce.
Do you mean to text somebody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get your plate all, or your table all gross. You're going to be appalled when you see this. Okay, they're not in the best shape, but they're not the worst.
Okay.
Apples.
Okay.
And Taco Bell mild sauce.
What?
I don't know. It was sent in, so we're doing it.
Okay, and people have tried this? This person has tried this?
This is this person's favorite snack.
Shut the
I'm not joking.
Door.
Because I even called this person.
Okay.
And I said, what is wrong with you?
That's how I feel. Can I know the person? Can we say their name on the
phone? Yeah, it was Dakota, my sister-in-law.
Okay, girl. And that specific sauce.
This specific sauce. I had to buy this because
you
I was on the road today and I forgot to get some before today. So I had to order it from Walmart and I made Cole pick it up because I was just going to go get me a...
Thank you.
A blast. And get a one mild sauce. But I ordered this. So here we go.
Wave as you go by.
I'm on naked.
I know, you should not have come up here naked. Sorry, he's not naked, that's my kid. He brought me
I mean,
blade.
He's got pants on.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
They look like swim trunks. Are those swim trunks?
They are definitely
no,
swim trunks.
If you could,
if those you... are not compression! Do you know what compression is?
He can't even grab them, they're so compressed.
Oh, whatever. Okay, I don't need to watch you digging at yourself.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay.
So...
I only need one.
Well, I gotta do it too.
Okay.
thought maybe I would need a fresh apple.
Do we need to come back and open the lid?
I don't even know.
Yeah, just slather it on, I suppose. I feel like we need to have, like, our Snapchat open.
So ooh! People... doesn't smell like the packet. Maybe this is where it goes wrong. I don't know.
I feel like we need to have our Snap open so people can, like, talk to us during this.
Like that much?
Yeah.
And I... I'll eat that. I said, what type of apple? Because apples have way different flavor profiles.
Absolutely.
I like them all. Red, pink, green. I like them all. So, I don't remember what kind of apples I got. I think I got...
Gala?
No.
Honeycrisp?
I don't... Let me just look at my order.
She got red ones.
I did. I'm not a big apple person, though, so, like...
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And my mouth is just like...
I got Honeycrisp.
Okay.
I think I bought that because it said I had bought them 3 times before, because I think that's my kid's favorite, but... I don't know. It was a common apple, and I knew the rest of the bag wasn't going to go bad. Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Nope. Absolutely nope.
Oh, what is wrong with her? Well, I know what's wrong with her, but... Why did I take such a big bite?
Same. Why is that...
Give me a plain apple. Ugh. I don't even want to lick my fingers with this off.
So why did she say she liked this? How did this come about?
It's her favorite.
She is my favorite idiot. Thank you, Dakota, for an absolute no.
Oh. That was, like, very fast and unanimous.
Yeah, that was, nope. Yeah, I'm good with just, like...
I still have the sauce taste in my mouth.
Same. It's just... It's just sitting in the back of my throat.
The apples are good, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this snack thing.
I agree. We started out that way, so we have snacks if we like it.
That is so funny. Sorry, Dakota.
I'm not sorry. That's nasty.
Yeah.
But I should have known because one time I watched this girl eat a frozen chicken nugget.
Dakota did?
Yeah. In my kitchen.
Girl. Ugh. That is so funny.
Okay, well, back to the actual business.
Yeah. You can't quite see on our videos, but...
Yeah, that was going to actually be my first topic after food.
Can you see this?
Yeah, you can see Barney. You can't see Bugs Bunny, but you can see Barney.
Okay, so... Barney is a cake fan.
So is Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is a cake fan. These are 2 random items. Laura and I had talked about what is 1 random item in your house. And she was like, wait, what? And she's like, oh, you for real want to know? And I was like, yes.
Little did I know this lady had gone shopping in my house / garage and was snooping through my random items.
So I'm just like,
I'm so curious when this happened.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I have cameras.
Okay.
How did you evade them?
Yeah, look.
There's nothing on them. I check them daily. Unless you were there this morning.
That's weird.
But you asked me about this a couple days ago.
That's weird.
I wonder if my husband shut them off.
That's weird.
Was he in on this?
That's weird. Listen, I ain't no snitch.
You didn't raise a snitch either. That's so funny.
So, so then I asked her what these random items were, and she was like, I would have to say, like, my kid's teeth. And I'm like, bruh.
So, okay, but here's the thing with that. So, my sister was still alive.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she was a very sentimental person with, like, things like that. So, when I had them, if they lost a tooth, I kept it.
Okay.
And I put it in a bag with their name on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a bag with each of my three older kids' names with their teeth in it because I had the
all of them? Like if they lost...
Every tooth they lost while they were with me.
Okay, okay.
So, like, I had the intentions of giving them to her.
Okay.
And she would have bawled.
Yeah,
like,
she loved...
Oh,
she
my God,
it.
She would have bawled over teeth.
Yeah.
You would have thought that she was getting a fresh set of dentures after not having teeth. She would have bawled. And oh. I had put them away because we had moved.
Okay.
Well, then they were still in a box when we moved. And I just never got around to giving them to her.
Yeah.
So I still have them.
That is so you have literally human remains in your house.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fine.
So my goal in life now is...
Steal my stuff?
No, well, yes. 100%. Undo.
It was so nice of you to say, if you ever see anything that I take from you that you want back, just go ahead and take it back.
I did say that because that's genuine. Like,
yeah,
I really don't want you to be
true.
Like, you know,
come
like,
take my crap.
Yeah,
you're and then like, I don't have to put it on the curb.
So she has this one wall in her house. Like, as soon as she moved, like, all the pictures that we just didn't know what to do with were just hung on this one wall on random nails.
It is nails. A cluster. There's a turkey fan. There's, like, saying pictures. There is, and there's probably 10 different sayings on
literally.
That one wall.
But they're all pictures. So I'm like, I want to take one of those so bad, but I'm thinking she's definitely going to notice that being gone.
I probably wouldn't have, because I hate looking at that wall.
That is so funny.
But my husband hung up the majority of those, and he was so proud of just getting them up that I almost feel like he would be offended
if we took him down.
Yeah.
Rearranged them.
Yeah.
We're going to have to paint so he's not offended.
Paint what?
The wall so you can take him down.
Oh,
you have
yeah,
excuse.
I mean, I have plans to paint that and replace the carpet eventually, because the opposite wall has that orange accent wall.
Yes, which is super ugly.
I hate that orange.
Me too.
It's okay for now, but because I'm just not ready for that project after painting the whole other house.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually it's going to go.
Yeah.
So.
So I also took two things. So we talked about the teeth.
Yeah.
So then...
What did I tell you the other thing was?
Your dad's hair.
Oh, yeah. From his very first haircut.
Yeah.
I do have that.
So you have, like, 70-year-old hair.
He was born in 1960.
Okay.
So he would be 65.
Okay. So you have 65-year-old hair.
Yeah. I also have his baptism outfit and shoes.
Oh, okay.
So
that's not uncommon.
It's all in the same box.
But if we ever needed a voodoo doll, like... Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yes, I do.
Are you
have,
stroking out?
Maybe. But yes, I do have a lock of my dad's hair from his very first haircut.
Yeah. So I had nothing that was comparable.
So
to
you
that.
Went and stole my stuff.
So I thought that in our podcast room that we need to have cool things in here.
So I actually have been looking at a sign to put on that dresser over there.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna sit over here, I'm gonna have to do something else.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that maybe we could switch the room up a little bit, but, you know, I had to add.
Well, eventually we'll
thing,
have a different table.
Yeah, agreed. I think because
this is like small and clustered.
Yeah, we need to figure out what we need to do so Dad can build it.
Well, some 4x4s and
AKA Heather's husband and
Some 4x4s, some 2x4s, and
Laura's
piece of plywood and you know, something to cover it.
There we go.
That's going to be what he makes us. He's going to get us the nicest tablecloth.
Yeah, he will.
That Dollar General has to offer.
Dollar General? I was thinking more like
Dollar Tree.
Listen, we ain't got, maybe we could splurge on TikTok shop.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I agree.
So.
That's hilarious.
If that's what we get, then that's what we get.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that we're just going to start cluttering this room up with, it was the chair.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds
like
a child like
that?
Whining or screaming. Yeah.
I thought maybe something was wrong with your kid.
Yeah, well, maybe it was. So yeah, my goal in life is to collect all the human teeth that I could find. So I'm just going to ask.
That's your goal now?
Yeah, I'm going to ask people for their teeth.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you have a tooth that's loose.
Bag it up, label it, and
ship it. Text me.
Ship it to us.
Yeah, ship me.
We'll give you our work address because we don't want to know our home addresses.
Especially if you're giving me
maybe
teeth.
One day we'll have a P.O. box.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Let us
we'll
know.
Give you our work address. We get weird stuff there all the time anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't even bat an eye at two teeth.
No, they'd be like, all right.
Thank you, Metheny. fucking around.
That's not a funny joke.
It's probably not. I don't know. Whatever.
Matthew. Okay, anyways, what do you got for this week?
Okay, so
Other than Barney.
I got...
Wait, were you done talking about that? I kind of sidetracked us.
Yeah, I just put cake pans up. I think we should tell them what we brought for I'm not going to call it steal because...
We didn't bring anything. You stole my stuff.
I don't think we should say that because, like, if we were to look back, someone would be like, Heather's stealing from people's houses.
Just mine.
Laura, I did have an in to Laura's house. Like, I didn't just help myself to
Laura's house. It was either my husband or my child.
Okay, I didn't just help myself. I had to have help.
It was my kid.
So, what are you talking about?
She's so grounded.
No, she's... Why?
Let strangers in my house?
Laura, I'm literally your sister.
When were you there?
Doesn't matter.
Just tell me.
No, I can't. Because you're going
to
be looking
it
for me.
It had to have been Monday or Tuesday while you were off.
Okay. Okay, so back to... We got a Santa pillow.
My grandma made that.
I love that.
Oh, funny story about
that.
That
back? My bad.
I have two of them.
Okay, I did hear
funny
that.
Story. Did I tell you the story?
No.
So, we always did white elephant at her house, right?
Okay.
And then she always did a white elephant with her sewing and bridge friends.
Oh, that's fun.
So, we did white elephant, and I ended up with her gift, and I opened it up, and it was two Santa Claus pillows. And she looks at me and she's like, oh my goodness, that was supposed to be for my bridge friend.
But she let you keep it?
Yeah, because she had already given the white elephant gift out.
To the bridge friends.
Yeah. She was like, well, my bridge friends are going to be real happy. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then, of course, nobody wanted to steal my gift.
Oh, that's great for Granny's pillows.
And here's the thing. I hate Christmas. And I hate decorating for Christmas.
Yeah.
So they've never been out of the box.
So this is a perfect place for them.
I am so sorry, Grammy. I know you're looking down on me now. I'm sorry.
You're welcome, Grammy.
They're going to get this. At least one's getting some.
One is displayed.
Display now. Yeah. That pillow is probably, I want to say 2016.
That is so funny. That's great.
2016, 2017.
Actually, that's really sad. You've, like, almost 10 years you've not... I'm so disappointed.
I look
Grammy,
at it occasionally.
I love you, Grammy.
I look at it occasionally. I just don't ever display it. Like, I don't even like putting up a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I've just never been a Christmas person. Mm-hmm. So, like, I occasionally look at it. I'm like, oh, that's super cute.
Put it back.
But I will never display that in my house till I'm like 80.
Funny.
So
funny.
I mean, it's cute, but it's very 70, 80 year old lady.
It literally is. Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. So then the other object is a tiny sombrero with a veil on it.
That's from my bridal shower.
Oh, so, I heard it was from your 30th birthday.
No, it was from my bridal shower. Okay. The theme was tacos.
Okay.
Or the food. But
yeah.
Like all of the decorations were taco themed.
That is so fun.
The food was tacos.
Yeah.
All of the games had like taco headings and stuff. So it was a good time.
Yeah. I was going to hang it up next to Barney, but I'm like, I just don't know. I just don't want to clutter up the walls yet. Like I think I have a plan for,
which is funny that my thing for my bridal shower was tacos because at that point we still didn't know what we were doing for food at our wedding because we were very ill prepared.
Yeah.
But my mom came in clutch.
Sounds like
Because like 2 weeks before, she's like, I need to know what I'm cooking.
2 weeks before? Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Now,
I bet she was just very upset.
So Cole and I could not decide. We went back and forth between two different foods and we just could not decide. So then that night I was like, we have to figure this out. So, for our rehearsal, we had pizza.
Okay. That sounds just like you guys.
And for our wedding, we had a taco bar.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It was great.
Yeah.
It worked out perfect.
Super easy. Super quick.
So,
super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I love that.
We didn't have to cater.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fairly cheap.
Yeah.
The meat, obviously, was the most expensive thing. But to feed as many people, I don't think we could have went a cheaper route.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Very nice.
Nobody remembers the food anyways.
Right, no kidding.
I remember that food. My mom makes good tacos.
She makes good chicken noodles.
She makes good everything.
She does make good everything.
Except for she always tries to not cook when she comes to my house. She's like, I come over here because of the food. Like, she ate supper at my house tonight.
Oh, nice.
She's like, I wish I lived closer.
Yeah, me too.
Because then I'd never cook. And I'm like, no, lady. I would never cook.
That's the truth. She would be like, I'm hungry for this, but I gotta make it for everybody. The whole, yeah, that's funny.
All right, we better get rolling because we're already 20 minutes in.
Okay, talked about our decorations. That's great. Okay, I have so many things that I just want to say.
All right.
I just don't even know where to start. Like, they're all so great. Okay, is a hot dog considered a sandwich?
Like, if it's on a bun?
Yeah.
I guess it could be.
Okay.
If it's not on a bun, then no, obviously not.
Right, right. I agree with that. That's so funny.
I'm not mad about it being considered a sandwich.
So we'd be like, hey, can we come over for hot dog sandwiches?
I wouldn't be mad about that. I would be like, that's weird, but...
Sure, I'll make hot dog sandwiches.
Well, it's kind of like, is cereal a soup?
Yeah. Do you eat or drink soup?
I eat soup.
I... Could.
I drink the broth. Okay. Actually, I don't do either because I'm not a soup person, but.
So you could drink any of it. It just might get a little chunky.
Cereal? It could be a little chunky.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
It's just like a cold soup, right?
That's true. Okay. I mean.
Tell us what you guys think. Are hot dog sandwiches and is cereal a soup? Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just start at the top with the viewer questions. Okay. When you were growing up, what job did you think you were going to do when you became an adult?
Okay, so probably like my sophomore, junior year, my dad was like really pushing me to become a nurse.
Okay.
And literally
that's a good job.
Yeah, to go to Catholic school because that's what my grandma did. So then he's like, I have anything to defy your parents, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I wanted to be a mortician.
Job security.
Oh, real. R.I.P.
Job security, though, for real. That's
a
real good job.
Yeah. So that obviously never happened, but.
So I wanted to study criminal justice.
Okay.
My mom told me for years that I should go into computer science. And I said, not doing it. So on a whim, I chose criminal justice. Because let's be real, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Right.
I've never really had just a desire to do one thing forever.
Right.
So, originally went to school for that. And then, you know, life. School ended.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working in technology.
Yeah, bud.
So, I guess in about roundabout way, she won either way.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true.
That's
she
fine.
She did.
Just probably not the exact field that she would have wanted, but...
Yeah, you could have been, like, in Space Force.
No, thanks.
You could have been on the moon.
For the first time ever.
For the first time.
For the first time in forever. All right.
Yeah. So Halloween's coming up.
It is.
We have some costumes.
Me and you.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, you know, Halloween's on Friday. Mm-hmm. Our podcast is on Thursday.
This is true.
So I'm feeling like I could get us some costumes and we could wear them on our podcast.
Are they matching?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you were talking about our Tigger outfits.
Okay, we could do that too if the other one falls through.
Do you have my peanut butter and jelly costumes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have my peanut butter and jelly costumes.
No.
How long were you on my property?
I do not have your peanut butter and jelly costumes.
Oh, I'm just like, girl, you got deep for those because I don't even know where they're at.
Okay,
they may not even exist anymore.
Yeah, I have, somebody else had mentioned something, so I might be able to get a costume from them, and then I have a costume myself, so I feel like if you're interested, we could do this.
I feel like we need to discuss this more before I just jump in.
No, it's costume or no costume.
Okay, but is it going to be hot?
Well, yeah, but we could turn the air conditioner on. Or
we're
going
to have to
window.
Do something.
It is hot in here. I forgot to shut the windows today, and I'm about to take my top. Not my top. My jacket off.
I'm out. See y'all next week.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
are we just gonna do the podcast with them?
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, we could do a TikTok or something.
Okay. I don't know how to do those, but okay.
You don't know how to do a TikTok?
Uh-uh. I mean, you just... Would you like to see my TikTok profile?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. We can...
That's not my password.
We can definitely do something.
I'm gonna turn the volume down so it doesn't mess with anything.
That's really great. We don't want that one. We don't care about that one.
I don't know how to TikTok.
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out.
I know how to watch them.
Okay, somebody send us the instructions on how to TikTok.
I got 6 friend things. I don't even know what that is. Got some stuff in the inbox. I don't know how to TikTok.
Someone send us the instructions so we know how to TikTok.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's what my kids do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I did go halfway viral from a TikTok on my mom's Facebook, but it was one that Allie filmed at State Wrestling.
Oh, very nice.
Did you ever see it?
No, halfway viral.
I had like over 1,000 views.
We're going to have to link this to or repost it on our banter.
I'll just pull it up real quick.
Yeah, but we're still reposting it.
I'm gonna send it to you privately just so you have it. But
okay, yeah.
It was a good time. The older two, they were just making TikTok after TikTok after
that is
TikTok
so funny.
After TikTok.
So they did it for you. So we got someone in
so
the
I
spa-
I spammed them.
That is so
I'm
funny.
Sending it to you right now.
Okay.
You'll have to watch it.
Okay, so they could definitely help us with it.
Well, Allie's the mastermind behind all of it. Landon is just along for the ride with every TikTok.
That
he
is
doesn't
so funny.
Care. He's just like, yeah, I'm down.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That is so fun.
It's something.
That's great.
What nickname are you best known for and how did you get it?
Like family or like...
I think just in general.
Okay, I have 2.
Okay.
Okay, one's family. And I think like only close people know. People that are close to me know this very well.
Okay.
It's Tess.
Okay.
Okay, so I was forever. I didn't even, like, for...
Did you have multiple personality disorder and think your name was Tess?
No. Well, I mean, no, but yes.
Okay.
So my dad called me that. Like, I think that's, like, the only person that actually called me that. But anyway, everybody just was, like, they just knew. Anyway, so I was probably 16. We were sitting at my grandma and grandpa's, pa and grandma's. And, my grandma, my dad's like, Tess, come here. And my grandma says, you need to stop calling her that. And he was like, why? And she's going to know what that is someday. I'm 16, okay? Still no idea. So at first, I was told it was because I was chubby as a baby. So he called me 210 Tessie. But that is not at all why it is, okay? So it is, Tess is short for testicle.
Oh my gosh!
Testicle, and it was because I was nuts. Okay, so that's that.
Time out. I'm changing your name in my phone right now.
Do not!
I'm doing it. This is
much. I am 16, sitting at my grandma's round table, coffee in hand, and she's like, I was old enough to drink coffee with grandma, and I had no idea what testicle was. I said, I can't, Tess Maddox, I can't stand you.
I'm gonna need to know who it actually is. So, I'm gonna be like, who is Tess?
Keeps calling me. Maybe you should just put testicle, then you'll know right away.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, she's gonna find out, and she was like, and he goes, what's the big deal? It's just testicle. And I was like, what is that? Like, I was 16. I didn't know. Like, I had no idea. Oblivious to life.
So, that actually brings me up to one of the questions, like, one of my deeper questions that I've been, like, from my other podcast that I came up with.
Okay.
What grade is Lynx in?
3rd.
So, next year, maybe. I don't know how it is here, but growing up, we started sex ed in 4th grade.
Oh, okay.
Is that something you were going to sign the permission slip for?
Yes, but I also feel like there's more things that I could add to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would.
So, how we always approached it is whenever the permission slip came, I always called and spoke with the nurse and asked them, what curriculum are you going to be discussing?
Yeah.
Is this going to be just strictly anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
And, or are we going to talk about intercourse? Are we going to talk about, because at 4th grade, I'm not, no.
That's true. Yeah.
So, Like, I think that, you know, in fourth grade, it's okay to know the different body parts.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
part of your body.
Absolutely.
We don't need to be talking about STDs at fourth grade.
Right, I agree.
And we don't need to be talking about intercourse.
Right.
Some people may feel differently, and that's totally okay. But for me and my household, that is a conversation that needs to happen within the household, with
absolutely
parents.
Yeah.
So I've always just called what is going to be discussed, yeah, and then decided.
That's
so
a good idea. So they also do happy bear here, like good touch, bad touch.
Okay.
So I feel like getting the, not necessarily, like intercourse. Like, so maybe at fourth grade, you don't know, mm-hmm, that it's good or bad. So then when they say you should only have it with.
Oh, we started that at like 3 or 4.
So that's good touch, bad touch. So I'm glad that they do things like that to get it started in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
They do that in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids know right from wrong. So if there is a child that's being abused,
uh-huh,
then they can tell an adult.
Right.
So I love that they do good touch, bad, or happy bear.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't
that's
think
that's good to know,
mind,
because we've never had a kid here, like,
oh,
in kindergarten.
Okay, okay.
Allie came in at 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Landon came in at, no, Allie came in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Landon came in at 6th grade. So, Lennox is the first one that's in kindergarten here.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. But,
yeah,
also, when we take him to his pediatrician,
okay,
his pediatrician's like, hey, I need to do this, and I'm allowed to because I'm a doctor.
Yep.
Only a doctor in a doctor's office,
yep,
and mom and dad, parent,
yep,
guardian, whatever,
yep,
grandma, if she's watching you,
right,
it's only okay with that. And
yep,
then he always asks for permission.
Yep. So ours, when Jack had his issues with his testicle
right,
not dropping, she said, I'm going to reach down and mom's going to be right here. And mom, is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. And
yep,
she says, Jack, I'm going to reach down. Is that okay? Of course, he can't really consent, but he's,
yeah,
just, he knows that she's going to touch. So he just
kind of, did he giggle?
Like, no, he kind of like jolted, like, oh,
oh yeah,
what is she doing? But then he did kind of like,
because I would
smile
be one
on
to giggle
face,
because
yes,
I'm uncomfortable,
yes,
and it's awkward.
Well, I
that's
think
just
it
me,
literally tickled him. And then, of course, you, it's, I don't know if I, maybe I'm going into too much detail, but you have to drag the testicle down into the,
oh,
sack.
Okay.
So she's like up on his groin and then she like pushes down,
uh-huh,
into the sack and it pops back up and he would laugh. But
I bet that did feel,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, so he was just like, and she was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. Like, it was just like, I don't know, but you could definitely feel it going up and down.
Huh.
So, not me, not a dude, I don't
right
know, but he said that, yeah.
That would be interesting to,
yeah,
like, experience something like that. Because I'm not a man.
Balls in your groin.
No, like, just, like, you know, like, how,
yeah,
internally that feels.
It would feel,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, because, like,
yeah,
men will never experience what it's like for a baby to kick them.
No, that's true. And men will actually never experience this either because their balls have dropped. They don't go back up into
right
their, I mean, they go in, but not up like they do
right
with boys.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, men can feel from the exterior when babies
right
kick.
Right.
But it's a whole different thing.
Absolutely.
From interior.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know. It would just, I don't,
yeah,
not that I want to, like,
right, feel what it would feel,
yeah,
like to have.
It would just be an interesting situation.
Yeah. You know, like, they, maybe we can find something. I was going to say this, like, at another time, but I think that we should do, I know men do it a lot, but, like, do the experiment on how it feels to have a baby.
True.
Oh, or the
contractions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
or
we should do
that.
Or
there's one for just period cramps, too.
Okay, I think we should do that to, like, see if it's, like, legit.
To ourselves?
Yes.
Oh, I'm down.
Me too. I can deal with that.
I am so down.
Yeah.
I went through an awful childbirth. I am,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
down.
I went through 5. I know what it's like.
Well, I only went through 1. But
yeah,
I stalled at a 9 for hours.
Ooh, no.
Hours.
No, that's
with
a
no
kidney stone.
With no medication.
That's a kidney stone.
No medications. And then I pushed,
yeah,
for over 2.
No.
Mm-mm. So, like,
you do get relief when you push, though.
Not
I mean,
much.
No, you're right. But, I mean, that
not
was, like, the
lot
best feeling ever.
He would, like, poke his little head out and poke it back out.
Listen here, turtle.
His head was so coned.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was bad. Yeah.
And then the poor guy had to have a helmet to fix it all. It's fine.
It's fine.
He's good
that
now.
So
he's
funny.
Fine. He's perfect.
Oh, he is perfect. That's funny. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you say hello when you're answering the phone?
It depends on if it's a work call.
Okay.
if I know the person.
Okay.
Or if it's just a number that I don't know and I don't think it's a work call.
Okay.
If it's a work call, it's, this is Laura.
Okay.
If it's you, I'm like, what?
Yep.
If it's somebody else, I know, I'm like, hey, or hello.
Yeah.
And if it's a random number, I say Pizza Hut.
I love that.
Only twice has it actually been for work, and I said Pizza Hut. Oh,
man. That is epic. I love that.
Because my work number is my cell phone. It's my personal number. Yeah. It's my work number.
Yeah. That's hilarious. I always say, YOLO.
Not to me.
No, I don't. I'm like, hi.
That's not what you say.
What do I say?
I'm pooping.
Okay, I was half... Like, if you could see my face right now, I was a little devastated. I'm like, don't say it.
Oh, I say it. But I got you this cute sign.
It is super cute. It's like a Highland cow. So every time, literally every time she calls, I'm like, hey. And she's like, you pooping? I'm like, yeah, what do you want? But the weird part is, even if I did answer the phone on the toilet, I would still answer the phone. But Laura's like, what do you need? I was on the toilet. I'm like, what? Why didn't you answer? Just like, it's fine if I hear the echo.
I just did the mute button. Let it drop and then unmute.
You pooping?
Yeah.
I was. That is so funny. Do you know how to say hello in a different language?
Hola.
Okay, that's not even fair.
Bonjour.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Ciao?
No.
Oh, ciao's bye.
I mean, same thing. Oh, that's hi. Okay.
Ciao. Yeah, I think that might be it.
Ciao.
I think that's it.
What was that?
Like, I'm
daydreaming. And like, ciao! Okay.
I was trying to see if it sounded like, hey! Or if it was...
Or goodbye.
Or if it was more like, bye!
Ciao!
You know, sometimes you just gotta work it out.
Your whole face is, like, questioning. You're just like...
I still don't know.
Ciao!
Is ciao bye or hi?
Just at this point, I don't know.
My glasses are fogging over.
Because it's so hot. By the way, my husband was, I said, it's so hot in here. He's like, yeah, you forgot to shut the windows. I'm like, oh, okay, can I shut them now? He's like, no. It's so hot in here. I'm so sorry I'm a mess up. What is it?
It means both hello and goodbye.
No, that's not even fair.
It's an informal Italian word that means both hello and goodbye. Ciao. I was right.
I'm trying to decide if it's like, ciao, hello, or ciao, bye-bye.
Okay. I had to work it out. It all worked out. Okay, this is a random question. Well, I guess they all are.
I was going to say.
Do not Google this.
Oh, man, okay.
Have you ever heard of a jalapeno on a stick? You must say it correctly to prove you are telling the truth.
Have I ever seen?
Heard.
Heard.
Of a jalapeno on a stick.
Of a jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah. I didn't Google this, but the only thing that I can come up with... Okay, first, do you...
The only thing I'm thinking of is like the Jeff Dunham
thing. That's it. The okay. Jose...
Yes.
Jose.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it.
Jose Peppa or whatever.
Yeah.
But I... Never really watched Jeff Dunham.
Okay.
But I know that the pepper's name is Jose.
Yes.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Google now that we've discussed.
Okay. Oh, this is a viewer question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, why are you so confused?
Jalapeno on a stick. Yeah. Jose jalapeno on a stick.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's like a certain way to say it.
Ciao.
Unless we're just supposed to know how to say Jose. I don't know. I'll look more into that.
Okay.
For next week.
No, it's funny.
But yeah, that was the only thing that I could come up with in my head for a jalapeno on a stick.
Okay, so...
It was either that or like a deep fried jalapeno on a stick at the steak
fair.
That's
what I was thinking, but I was like, the only thing that I know
like
is Jeff Dunham.
Like filled with cream cheese or something, but...
Okay, yeah.
So it was either a food or Jeff Dunham.
Okay, does he have like a tagline?
I don't know.
Does Jose have a tagline?
I don't know.
like, you know, that one special word or special line that he says in, like, all the... I should have signed up to win the tickets to the Jeff Dunham show. Then I would know.
Honesty!
That's probably it.
That...
Okay, that was probably it.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Okay. By the way, I had a viewer Snapchat me last week.
Okay.
After the 3 boy band thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lacey. Shout out. She's like, it is Hanson.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, I was screaming at the TV. She watches this on YouTube. She's like, I was screaming at the TV. It's Hanson, Heather. And I did thank her through Snap for yelling at me because I heard her. Yeah, I did say that. Whoa.
Oh, sorry about that.
So thank you for making that real. That's funny. So I have a fun fact.
Okay.
Okay, I want to dedicate this to my cousin Jared. He is like this know-it-all fun fact, like, guru, okay? He passed
like
away.
Like useless information fun facts?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay, so he passed away, so I want to dedicate my fun facts. I'm going to do a fun fact every episode.
Fun fact Friday, but on Thursday.
Yeah, okay. So, not that any of my family probably listens, but I just, like, that's just something I want to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, a heart of a shrimp...
Wait, I thought your mom listened.
My dad's side.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, the heart of a shrimp is located in their head. They also have an open circulatory system, which means they have no arteries, and their organs float directly in their blood.
Interesting.
I know, right?
I have a fun fact.
Okay.
You know how birds fly in a V?
Yeah.
You know how one side is always longer than the other?
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because there's more birds on that side.
Okay, this brings me to my next thing.
Oh, God.
Laura has worked and worked and worked and worked on her bird call. Please, can you do your... She's vocalizing. She's getting warmed up. Can you please do your bird call for our viewers?
Are you ready?
Yes. Listen, stay tuned.
You can't put me on the spot like this.
Yeah. Hold on. Stay tuned. Here we go.
Come here, bird.
That is the best bird call ever.
Oh my gosh.
Like, guess what I've been working on? This is probably like, I don't even know, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I said, what? And she's like, my bird call. I said, what? And she's like, come here, bird. Like, just straight as can be. I'm just like, okay, she's weird, but why are we doing this right here? Like, we walked outside to the front porch. Bro was, like, dead set. Like, she was going to do something really cool. And I'm like, she's pretty cool. Okay, let's listen to this. And then, like, as quiet as could be. Come here, bird. We have the most random. She is the most random.
ADHD, man. Unmedicated ADHD. Literally. That's what I'm chalking it up to be.
That is so funny. Okay.
That was a good fun fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing those. It was super fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you got kicked out of America next week, what crime would it be for?
Saying what I believe my conspiracy theory is on our podcast. What about you, bud?
I'm real close to quit paying my taxes. Because they are outlandish.
They are. I don't even want to get started on that. That's like, do you talk about taxes and politics? Just don't. Because I'm about to get upset real fast. Taxes and politics.
Taxes. I'm just going to quit paying them.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, this is going to be a long one. How much time we got?
We're at 45.
Okay, this might take up the rest of the time.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I got some history.
I have one question that I'd like... No, go ahead.
No. This is going to take a minute. Go ahead.
Well, mine's deep.
Go ahead.
With you being a religious person that I know that you are and our beliefs... aligning pretty well.
Our beliefs?
Our religious beliefs.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about this question, but I'm curious.
Okay.
If your children were in danger at the hands of somebody else, do you think that you could take a life?
if they had a, like, if they...
I mean, like, life-ending danger. Like, if it came down to them ending your children's life or you ending their life, do you think you could do it?
I would say without a doubt I know I would, but it would be hard for me to overcome because you just chose whose life you were gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I would have no regrets, okay, because they're my children, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in prison the rest of my life, I would think back and be like, okay, was that worth it?
As long as my kids are safe every single day, it would be worth it.
Right.
Yes.
But you're taking someone else's life.
I'll deal with the consequences and every bit of it.
Yeah.
Here, afterlife, whatever yeah. it may yeah. be, I'll deal with the consequences.
Yeah. I just mean, like, knowing, like, I'm living in... Okay, say that I didn't go to jail. I would still be heartbroken for the parent that lost their child. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
But yeah, in the moment, no, I wouldn't have thought about that. I would have just...
I wouldn't even blink twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what brought it up is I saw a video where I think it was like 6 different moms mm-hmm. were being interviewed, and that was a question. And all 6 of them said no.
They would not?
They could not take a life for their kid.
Okay, I say that I could, but I don't know that, like, I could actually, like, pull the trigger. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know in the instance. Like, if I'm like, okay, like, there's someone over there that could help. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know. I don't know in the moment.
I'm saying if a person had a firearm to your child's head
mm-hmm.
or a knife to their throat,
mm-hmm.
are you pulling the trigger?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Are you, I mean, are you going to brutal force, eye gouging, whatever it takes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, eye gouging so bad that eye sockets pop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think we should be done.
I told you it was deep. But I've really been thinking about that all week since I saw that video. And I don't want to say I'm appalled, but, like, it's our job as a parent to protect our kids.
Right. So thinking about it now, I'm
and I'm not saying any, you know, like, their sin, my you know, no sin right, right, is greater than the other.
Absolutely.
No one should ever take a life.
Right.
But I would not hesitate when it came down to my kid.
Yeah. Okay, so thinking about it now, I'm just like, I don't know that I could. I kind of am, like, questioning myself now. Yeah. I want to say no.
It's a really hard thing to even think about.
The other
thing, I'd hate to be in that position.
Oh, same. I'm just like, now I'm thinking, okay, if it's my child's time to go, God's going to take them no matter what. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll have that conversation later.
But you know what I mean? Like, if it's their time, it's their time. You can't stop a crash from happening. You can't stop a... You know what I mean?
But I'm going to make sure that I do everything that I possibly can
100%
to prolong that.
100%. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like...
Oh, yeah, they could just turn around the next day.
Right.
And get in an accident.
Right.
But I gave them one more day.
Amen.
Okay, I'm for real done on the topic now, but if you want to keep talking, you're more than wanting to.
No, I'm super good.
All right, go.
Okay, I have some history. I don't know about your history. I do know some of your history, but I hope that...
What kind of history?
Yeah, I hope that you kind of have a story.
Wonderful.
Okay, what is the worst date?
The very first date I ever went on with my husband.
You've ever been on?
The very first date I ever went on with my husband.
Like an actual date or like when you met in the pasture?
No, the very first date.
Not like when you met at Casey's the next day after the Okay, go ahead.
He took me to Subway. That was our date. And I paid.
Okay. Why?
And we didn't even go to, like, a normal Subway. We went to the one on Crawford in Ohio.
No, like, the one that you, like, can't... You just, like...
Yeah.
What?
And we went there. And I paid.
Okay, why did you pay?
I think, like, I don't know. I think he was just taking forever. So and it just irritated
me. So you're just like, tap to pay.
Pretty much. Like, why are we still standing here?
Okay, and who came up with the idea to go to Subway? Was it, like, legit, like, hey, let's go to Salina and, like, let's have dinner together?
Yeah, so it doesn't stop there.
I'm so interested.
So, keep in mind, he was in college. He was working a very low-paying job. So we go to Subway and we eat. And then he's like, the new Fast and the Furious movie's playing. So let's go to that. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm not a car person.
Okay.
Whatever. This is an awful first date. So we get to the movie theater, and he's like, hey, man, and, like, dabs his friend up, who works at the movie theater, and he's like, hey, he's gonna sneak us into this movie. And I'm like, you're not even gonna pay for movie tickets on our first date. We snuck into that movie.
Bruh.
That was the worst. And I'm like,
shout out to the movie man.
I'm like, what am I doing here?
Oh, man.
Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Subway and then sneaking into a movie.
How long had you, like, been together? Like, how long have you hung out? Or
so we had hung out for probably a month at this point.
Okay. Like, off and on? Like, you've seen each other maybe 6 times during the month? Or you've seen
each other...
Well,
we work together.
Okay, so you see each other at least 4 times a week.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we were probably hanging out, like, in person, outside of work, at least probably 2x a week.
Okay.
Whether he was coming to where I lived or I was staying in town. Because I worked over here.
Oh, right.
And he's
right.
From here, so...
Right, okay.
Or... And I'm ashamed to say this. I spent a lot of gas to come get a soda. Me and
just
Dana
to hang
would.
Out.
Well, he would be working.
Oh, just to go see him.
Yeah.
Aww. So
Dana's
cute.
Like, "Are you thirsty? I'm thirsty." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a little thirsty."
You literally could have went to Beloit
or the bar.
Oh, that's true too.
To get
out
a
the old
soda.
Hodgy Podgy, literally.
Well, Hodge Podge closes at 5.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So we could have definitely went to the bar.
Yeah.
To get a
that's
soda.
That's hilarious.
But we would drive all the way over here.
Did Dana like enjoy that?
Oh, he just thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
It was never his gas, and he got a bottle of Dr. Pepper.
That's true.
So he was all for it.
45 and then, minutes on the road.
So Dana was a terrible influence.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
But there was one night, I don't know if you've ever seen the Stormy Weather videos that Dana is famous for.
I think we have discussed this before, yes.
They're on my Facebook. Go look for them. They're okay. Funny. Huge thunderstorm was going on, and so we found this play microphone that was Allie's, and it was like one of the old school, like, really thin stick ones that they use
okay.
on game shows.
Okay.
Like Bob Barker style.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we went around town, like the park, the school, and we made Stormy Weather videos, like lightning slashing in the back.
Glasgow?
Yes.
Okay,
it's downpouring.
Okay.
It's like Stormy Weather here from my front porch, reporting live from Glasgow, Kansas. And like he did a weather report. And then we go to a different spot
oh
and do another
my
weather
God.
Report. Well, he's like, let's go to Minneapolis at Casey's and do a weather report. We drove over here in tornadic weather.
Where was your mother?
At home. She's probably sleeping. I don't know. I ran amok.
Oh,
when
I know.
When I was, like, grown, she's like, look, I did the best I could.
Yeah. Sayonara.
Yeah. Ciao. She's like, if you get sucked up in that tornado...
Ciao.
That's on you. Ciao. That's on you.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
We drove over here, and as we were going through Delphus, the sirens were going off.
Oh my gosh.
But we just kept chugging along.
Oh my gosh.
Got over here and made a Stormy Weather report.
We're also linking those to our TikTok.
Like, you know how many people I know in Delphus that we should have probably just went to their house and,
absolutely.
Like, hunkered down
can
for a few minutes?
Just sit here, yeah.
Nah.
But you made it.
We had no idea where it was at. We didn't know where it was going.
Of course. It was the middle of the night.
We were just living life
yeah,
on
you
the
were.
Edge.
Literally. Everything you and Dana.
So, yeah, go check those out. They're on
yeah,
my Facebook.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's super
like, my personal Facebook, obviously.
Yeah.
They're good times. They're down great. In there, but.
That is so great.
It's.
So you and Cole made it.
Yeah.
Have you relived your movie?
No.
I think you should do that.
I don't think we've ever gone... Well, we went to an IMAX movie.
Mm.
I don't remember what it was. That's
I think
how
you should
awesome
go back to Subway, though. Like, relive the night.
I'm okay. Our dating anniversary is next week.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, if he pulls out a Subway date...
I need to just put the word in. I'm putting the word in. You're just going to have to deal with it, because this is going to be epic.
I'm going to order ham and cheese.
No, you're not. You ain't paying $14 for a ham and cheese sandwich.
They got a promo. It's buy one, get one for $1.
Can I have the cheese bread? I don't know what it's called. Just the cheese bread.
Ham, cheese, no toast, no toasted, and mayo. That's it.
Vegetables? Oh, what are those?
Yeah, no thanks.
No roughage, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you about mine.
Go for it.
Okay, so...
Will you tell me who it was with?
I don't even know the guy. Okay, yeah, I said I had a history. So
you don't know the name?
Bruh. Ghosted as soon as the date was over.
I contemplated that.
I think his name is Matt. No. I don't... I
from Beloit?
Brian, maybe? Beloit? No. No, I don't even know where this guy was from. Brian?
Where did you go on your date to?
Bro.
Like what town?
Salina.
Mm.
Okay, so it was definitely a Tinder date. Okay, it was hot and heavy on Tinder. Like, I was getting...
Oh, I know.
I was getting free meals at least 3 nights a week. Free meals.
How did you meet your husband?
Three nights. Tinder. For a free meal. All right. And then he was nice, and then he's kind of cute, and I was like, oh god, I'm hooked. I'm an idiot. But his date was way better. So we're going to ignore that. So
okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I met this guy on Tinder, and he was like, let's meet for supper. I'm like, okay, well, I'm in Salina. He says, okay, I'll go to Salina. So then we decide we're going to meet at Applebee's. Okay, that's totally fine. So
was this when Applebee's was good?
I don't know. I don't... It was, like, definitely, like, 2015, 2014-ish.
Okay.
Maybe 2016. Okay, anyway. So, we're going to Applebee's. Then bro texts me, and he was like, we need to meet at the mall. Like, I'm at the mall. Okay, that's fine. So, he's standing outside, like, the back of JCPenney, like, where Ross and stuff is. Mm-hmm. Like, back there behind JCPenney.
That's not creepy.
No, standing there. I didn't know who he was at all, right? Didn't know. He's standing there. So then I go and park, and I walk into the mall, because I thought we were meeting in the mall. Okay, so then he comes in and sits down at the benches by the movie theater.
By the fishies?
By the movie theater. Like, back there that way. Mm. Like, not even by the fish. So I'm...
Can you hear my crunching?
No.
Okay.
So then I'm like, yonder. So then I come back, and I'm like, where are you at? And he says, I'm by the movies. So I go over there, and I see the guy that I saw outside. And I'm like, who the heck? Bro had the baggiest clothes on. Baggy. Like, he had lost at least 80 pounds. Baggy. Anyway, so...
Maybe they were hand-me-downs. Maybe he was going through a rough time.
Yeah, must have. So anyway, he stands up and he's like, Heather? And I'm like, whatever your name is. And I'm devastated. Okay, I'm just like, how do I get out of this already? Already. So then he's like, are you ready to go? And I'm like, okay, it can't be that bad. So I said, am I riding with you? Like, are we going, like, what are we doing? Are we staying here? What are we doing? He's like, well, I'll ride with you. Okay. Darn. So, but safer this way, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so anyway, we get in the car, and he's like, where are you going? To Applebee's. Anyway, so we get there, and he's already, like, got this tube going, and I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. So we sit down, and I know the waitress, because I've been on lots of Tinder dates, and she's like, yo, girl.
You want your regular?
High table? I'm like, love that. Right up front by the door. So anyway, she called me by my first name. Usually though, like, hey, Shug, hey, hun. She's like, Heather. I'm like, hi.
Stacy.
Glenda, mind your own. She's like, how you guys doing? I'm like, don't even say nothing. This is going to be Ako Taco. So she gives us menus, and she's like, what can I get you to drink?
You don't need no menu.
Bruh, been there.
You know exactly what you want.
I was there for Wednesday night karaoke.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't, but anyway.
Don't lie.
They did have that. Okay, I did go once, but not the night before.
The week
okay,
before.
Okay, so she gives us menus, and she's like, well, I can get you a drink. And I was like, I'll just take tea. And he's like, I'll take water.
Okay.
Okay. So then she comes back, and she's like, do you guys know what you want to drink or what you want to eat yet? And he's like, we're not eating.
What?
I'm thinking, bruh, I got an appetite. We're eating something. So I'm just like.
So we came here for tea and water?
What did we come here for? Okay, so we're just watching baseball. It was like opening day of baseball. So I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Good thing I kind of like baseball. Like, anyway.
I'm like, you need another water? Like, pump that in so he has to pee so you can dip.
Okay, so.
Slam a tin on the table and dip.
So no talk, no nothing. We're just kind of like sitting there. And I'm like, so how was your drive? And he's like, oh, it was.
Drive from where?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Again, ghosted. So anyway, I'm just like, whatever. So I go into the bathroom and I call my friend. I was living with her at the time in Salina. And I was like, bro, in like 3 minutes, like,
call me.
Like, 1.5. Yes. I said,
get me out of here.
Yeah, I need you to call me and tell me, like, something's up. So anyway, I go back out there. He was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Trying to act normal because, you know, there's that sideways, like, you could, like, exit from the bathroom.
To go?
Yes. The car side. Should I go? But then we kind of parked, like, up front. So, like, he would have seen, right? Because he's just, like, looking everywhere other than at me. But anyway, even if I wasn't at the table, like, I know that he would be scoping it out. So, anyway, I go back to the table, and she calls me. Literally, I sit down. He's like, you good? And I said, yeah. And the phone rings.
She didn't
like,
even give you no time.
No time! But I was not upset. So, anyway, I get on the phone, and I was like, hey. And she was like, Keegan's throwing up everywhere. I need you to come home. Like, I just don't even know. And he's crying. It's been happening for, like, 10 minutes, and I cannot console him. Can you please come home? I'm so sorry. She was like, tell him that you meet him tomorrow. And, like, I had it, like, super loud. like, bro, did you hear that? Like, my friend.
Oh, no. Yeah. My kid is throwing up. I must go now.
So I'm just like, I literally, like, nervous Nelly. I, like, take it from my ear and I show him and I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I don't know how to be like, bro, time to leave.
Oopsies.
My friend called me. Okay, so anyway, he was like, how
do you ever need out of a date with Cody? I got you.
My God. I might need a ride.
I got you too. I got you.
Maybe I'll just sneak out the side door. I've learned my lesson. Like, I know where to park now. Well, not now, because I don't go. Not now, but
poor
I
Cody.
Learned my lesson. Like,
how many
not.
Times have you dipped on that guy?
Cody?
Yeah.
None. I'm not learning my lesson. So anyway, we get...
Well,
like,
clearly you didn't, because you kept going on Tinder dates.
I did. You're right. I don't even know how many he was after that. Okay, so... Calm your face down.
Ask me how many Tinder dates I've been on.
No.
Not a single one.
I don't care about your life.
About never your even life. Been on Tinder.
Tinder was a fun time for me.
I bet it was.
I got free meals. What do you mean, I bet it was? I have so many stories.
Yeah.
Horror stories. So we're getting ready
what
to...
What did you just say?
Horror stories?
Horror. When we're talking about Tinder, we really need to pronunciate the second R. Horror. Horror.
What'd you call me?
Because if you just say whore and bad. Tinder. No, ma'am. No. Horror.
Sorry. So anyway, we're getting ready. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh. The waitress comes over. She's like, are you guys doing good? Like, bro knows, girl knows, Cynthia knows when I'm like, showed the phone, she was
Kathleen,
like,
Kathleen, get me out of here,
like, running, she's like, is everything okay? I was like, we're gonna need the bill. She's like, is everything fine? I said, my kid got sick, like, I just don't even, like, I'm just like, I'm so devastated, like, I've got to go, I just feel like a bad mom. And she's like, girl, this happens to the best of us. It's okay. She was like, did you want to pay for your drinks? And he's like, what? She said, do we want to pay for our drinks? She was like,
you didn't even get a free tea out of the deal.
No free tea.
A free meal.
Literally, Cynthia, Sharon, Karen didn't even give a rip. She brought us the bill for $1.79. You know what I did? Change. And he was like, literally, she puts it in the middle of the table. In the middle of the table. Like, I could have grabbed it. He could have grabbed it. He scooted it to me. And he was like, you're going to pay for your tea? Yeah, bud. So then, Obviously, I rate over $1.79. So I give her all the change. Exact change. Cynthia, you didn't save me. You didn't help me. You didn't nothing.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You getting change. See you for karaoke on Wednesday. And maybe after 9 so I can get those half price abs. Okay, funny story. After that, like, I did come back in there. Okay, and she was like,
oh, I'm sure.
Girl. Like,
shh. So, we don't talk about it.
That would have been another horror.
Thank you.
Story. So anyway, we get in the car, and he's just, like, being a jerk. He was like, I can't believe you're just leaving our date. And I'm like, bruh. So I literally drop him off at the back of the JCPenney. Ain't no car in sight. Like, ain't no car in sight. Drop him off at the JCPenney.
What did you get on the bus?
I don't know what he did. I skeeted out of there. And then he was like, well, I had so much fun. I said, I don't know why. Off. Dislike. Delete. You weirdo. So I hope he doesn't listen. But if he does, I'm Heather and you were mean to me. And you made me pay for my $1.79 tea. And you were the worst date I had ever had. Whatever your teacher name is. I'm pretty sure he was a teacher. Like, no offense to teachers.
I really need to know what this guy's name is.
Well, I'd have to get back on Tinder, and I'm not doing that, so.
I think that we should just,
chalk it up as a loss.
No, I think we should just consult your husband and just say, hey, this is what we want to do. It's for the podcast. Are you cool
with it? He would be like, no, I know her Tinder stories. He'd be like,
yeah, I'm going to do it too, and we're both going to swipe right on each other.
We're going to relive it.
Yes.
No.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, that we're over an hour now.
Told you to take up time.
We're at 107, so.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that you want to just touch on quickly to wrap up, or are you just, you good?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, well, I've still got a whole list for next week.
Yeah, same.
Because you took 20 minutes to talk about my Christmas decoration that you stole.
I know, my awful Tinder date.
That was another 20 minutes.
Yeah, in Dana's...
Stormy weather. You'll have to check it out.
I cannot wait.
And that TikTok I sent you, you'll have to check that out too. Yeah.
Can't wait.
We were all sleep deprived, or I was sleep deprived. Yeah. It was a good time.
In their element.
Oh, I think they had just gotten back from the pool or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's when...
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in this week on
Banter and Bonding.
Oh, look at you go.
My brain was, like, glitching.
Like, don't say it.
Where we laugh together, we bond forever.
We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.